This is WHTC in Holland. It's time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. And our guest this morning is City Manager Ryan Cotton. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning to you, Jake.
And hey, we've come out with a new calendar, the city calendar.
Yes, they went out in the mail last week, and we have extra copies at City Hall. Anyone who would like more or give to family that didn't get one, by all means.
All right, and I noticed the months follow the pages on the in the book. For instance, May has a nice tulip on it, and then we go on to...
Exactly. We've had people look at those pictures and go, wow, you got found that on the Internet, huh? All of those are from Holland.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, that's great. That's great. Nice calendar.
All right. Thank you. We're very appreciative of Nancy on the third floor who really coordinated that.
And it also tells you what's going on in the city as things go on.
Yes, we use it as a planning tool, and it's intended to be transparent, so people know when our special meetings are scheduled. For example, coffee with council in January, our retreat scheduled in January, first day of February,
mm-hmm.
our budget hearings, and we now have those. We plan for those over a year in advance, so people can plan on it as well and attend and participate.
Well, you had a council meeting last night. Right?
That's right. There wasn't anything too earth-shattering. A couple of parking changes, and our sustainability committee made a report, and they have a sustainability framework now that complements everything the city's been working on the last 3 or 4 years to try to be more energy efficient, conscious about the wetlands, project clarity, Lake Macatawa water quality, of course, and the like. So there wasn't a lot of other controversial matters. Very few people in the audience.
Hmm. Well, now you have a trial coming up on the nighttime parking.
That's correct. May 15th, the right after tulip time, is when the trial will happen. People will see signs go up probably a little bit in advance of that. And people could then park their cars on the street between the hours of 2 a.m. and 5 a.m., until September 29th, actually, mm-hmm. that'd be the last night, September 30th. And at that time, we will be, of course, evaluating it all summer long. We'd like people to submit email comments or feedback. It will obviously be tracking it from a police department standpoint, and also our Neighborhood Improvement Committee will be watching it closely. So it's important that we learn from what we find is the case, and then the City Council will take it up again next fall.
Yeah. No, it's just certain areas, isn't it, that they can use?
It will be the entire community except downtown.
Okay.
Downtown, there's a parking permit system in place for overnight parking, so we don't want to change that. That's working quite nicely.
Mm-hmm.
So every place else in the city of Holland. Of course, it doesn't apply to the surrounding communities.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you have a question for the city manager this morning, you may call him, 395-1450. Our line is open for you. And we'd be happy to...
...churches and schools to end domestic and sexual abuse. Listen to Wellspring, sponsored by Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital, every Thursday at 11:10 a.m. on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.
And we're here with the city manager this morning, and he's here available for you to ask questions or make comments. 395-1450 is the number. And are we all ready for winter? Salt, all that good stuff?
We are, and people will see a new vehicle on the road this year. It's part of our efficiency improvements. It's called a 12-foot-long wing plow and a truck that accommodates that wing plow. What it means is we can get twice as much plowing done with one pass.
That's good.
It's a significantly a noticeable vehicle, so we look for people we ask people to look for that. We also want to make sure that people know to avoid it. When plow trucks are out, they're, of course, the drivers are thinking of multiple things, the curbs, the intersections, the sidewalks, and where people are. And we ask that people drive slower around the truck and not assume that they're seen also, because there's so much going on for the truck driver. So that will promote safety this
week. And don't follow the plow too closely.
Absolutely. You're going to have a whiteout probably in that case.
Got a call here. Good morning, online with the city manager.
Hey, I just wanted to make a little comment. Yesterday I was downtown and it was kind of dark and rainy.
Yes?
I met three of them. No lights on.
Met three what?
They had no lights on.
Yeah, what was this that you met?
BP trucks. Board of Public Works trucks.
BPW trucks?
Yeah, the city trucks with no lights on.
No lights on. Okay.
Hmm. Well, thank you very much.
I need to be reminded also.
Yeah.
And,
all right.
Duke, I didn't catch that. What time of day was that? I didn't catch that.
Yesterday morning.
Okay. Thank you.
395-1450, if you'd like to talk to the city manager this morning. Our lines are open. And, of course, this happens. A driver gets in the truck, doesn't always think of the situation, and maybe he's in a hurry to get someplace.
Hmm. Well, I appreciate the caller.
Okay. I see the city is moving right along with the permit for the power plant.
Hmm.
We're going to get that right on time. They're not going to lollygag around like they did the last time on us.
I'm not sure the last time. Do you remember the last time?
Well, it was when we were trying to get a permit to take care of this plant.
Oh, that permit. I thought we were going back World War One, days.
The first power plant.
Yeah. Well, so far, everything is on track. I'm knocking on wood while I'm speaking. There's been significant hurdles already cleared, the site selection, the permitting for the clean air, and now a lot of the property acquisition. There's still a few properties required. The major ones have been. So the Board of Public Works reports that we are on track.
Good. Good morning. You're online with city manager.
Yeah, they would put some street light, light the people's houses, have their own backyard lights on and stuff, because it's awfully dark in the summertime.
You mean street lamps where?
In their backyard.
In the backyards?
Yeah, I got one in my yard. I can't figure out why other people can't furnish one.
Mm.
It's awful dark in the summertime.
Okay, well, thank you.
I walked through my yard the other day. The cops did and everything else when they were looking for that pizza guy.
Oh.
Everybody's backyard is dark.
Oh, very
okay,
good.
Thank you.
Very good point. You know, it's interesting, Duke, the technology is such that people can light their backyards on a demand basis. Motion
really?
Sensors can be installed, and also they don't have to wire anything special. They can use the solar panels that are now available. In fact, I just did that last weekend for my backyard. So it doesn't take any energy, didn't take an electrician. I'm not really that handy, and I was able to do it. And the light, it's only there when you need it, when there's reason. Yes.
Good idea.
I think it's a good idea the caller had.
Yeah. All right. 395-1450 is our number here, and if you'd like to talk to the city manager this morning, we'd be happy to hear your call. So, hey, it's a cold morning. It's getting colder out there, and the winds are going to blow and going down to a low of about 24 tonight. Now, we're not used to that at the moment, but we better get used to it.
Exactly. Yep.
And this should prove to be one of the coldest Decembers we've had.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
In a long time, yeah.
All right. Well, it toughens us up.
Yeah. Well, the wing plow, is that an attachment for the plow, or is that for a truck?
Correct. There's the plow that it goes on, and then the attachment is really what it means by the 12-foot-long
mm-hmm.
device. So, you know, we have plows go in tandem now.
Yeah.
And depending on the depth and the width of the road, this could reduce that by one plow, which means we have that plow elsewhere getting something else done quicker and overall less costly and more efficient. So I'm grateful to Jody Science and Brian White and Scott Bouvier and some of the other individuals with our mechanics department that came up with this idea. It's just one of those things that we stress creates innovation, and the budget stress from recent years created this innovation.
Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Hey, this is Todd Olson from, I was just wondering, what time do you guys do Talk of the Town?
We're on Talk of the Town right now.
Oh, are you?
Yes, we're on with the city manager.
Okay, well, my name's Todd Olson, and my daughter is missing right now.
She's missing right now? Have you called the police?
Oh, yeah. Just saying she's been missing since Sunday at 4:30.
Oh, my goodness. And
the cops are involved. They're saying that she's a runaway, but just saying they can't find her and whatever, so they can't put an Amber Alert on her.
I see. How old is she?
She's 14.
14? Yeah.
Just saying she has a Facebook page. It's It's called Help Us Find Jessica Olson.
Jessica Olson.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that's panic in that family.
Sad, very.
I know what the feeling is. 395-1450. We're here with the city map.
Light tour map. Light up the lakeshore, presented by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, Hosey's and Pastries, and Rest Haven Care Community on 927theband.com and WHTC.com.
And our guest this morning is City Manager Ryan Cotton. And if you have a question for him, you may call us at 395-1450. The line is open for you. All right, a beautiful day, if you don't mind a little breeze out there. And we have a new calendar. We have everything going pretty good in the city, I'd say, don't you think?
Yes, we also have the windmill restored.
Yes.
There's a soft opening, if you will, taking place this month where we get our crew trained on the new procedures. There's some new changes that we've made to it, and it'll be a grand opening in April. So I want to alert people to we still need donations, however, to complete the project.
Yeah.
We also have pathways we want to build leading up to the windmill and also to the north to Holland Charter Township and a bridge, and we're accepting donations for that too. We're also writing grants. But if people want to memorialize their loved ones, this is a time to send in a donation.
In memory of, and who.
And they'll be part of the grand reopening then. They'll see their loved one's name.
Okay. Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. On the corner of the highway and 32nd Street, what used to be Ponderosa.
Yeah.
That sore spot again. Can't you put on kind of a penalty for them for not getting...
Or failure to use the property?
Right. I mean, this has been going on forever. I mean, what do they do? Put one brush stroke of paint on at a time or something?
They've been working on it at all lately.
It doesn't seem like it because, I mean, I've come past there and there doesn't seem to be any change whatsoever.
No, nothing doing.
Can't they put some type of a penalty on them to get them to move on that?
Well, let's ask the city manager.
Okay, because, I mean, it's really an eyesore.
Yeah,
right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I agree with you. There are rights that people have regarding signage and their property. However, there's also responsibilities pertaining to the maintenance of the conditions of the building and also the surrounding environment. There is no obligation that a person use a building. It can remain vacant as long as it's not in disrepair. So this building has been the subject of a number of citation letters. And the idea that you just mentioned about maybe the building permit is expired, I'm not sure if there is a building permit, but I can look into that. Otherwise, the city will continue to do what we've been doing. I've personally met with the owner, and there has been some movement, but it was some time ago now, as you noted, has not continued. So other than purchasing it, which the city would not, you know, doesn't have a new use for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure that's a good idea. We'll have to continue to use the existing laws in place.
Yeah. Okay. Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Yes. This new parking, how are we going to handle the street cleaning during the summer months to keep our city nice and clean? Thank you.
Thank you. All right, how do we handle the city cleaning?
many communities have this situation in the summer, and the cleaning crews plan accordingly. They take note of where there tends to be the parking and when there doesn't tend to be the parking, and they can plan their routes. And you will see that they will go around cars. That'll just be a fact of life.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be one of the things that we will evaluate. You know, were they able to successfully moderate their schedule and the process to eventually get all curb lines, or were there areas that never got touched? And that, of course, would be a huge variable as we go forward as to whether this should be continued or not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. 395-1450, our number here, Talk of the Town, and city manager's our guest. Now, usually they're out pretty early on in the morning when it's a snowy morning, I've noticed, because I get up early. And
right.
Usually they've been out for a little while when I get up. But
right. Of course, during the snow, the program wouldn't exist. There'd be no on-street parking during the winter months.
Yeah.
And they do get started 4 a.m., more or less, in the summer for the street sweeping.
Mm-hmm.
So that it is a question, you know, how many cars will be on the street since it will be permitted, and will that interfere with their operation?
Good morning. You're online with city manager.
Good morning. This is Terry in the galley.
Hello, Terry.
In reference to the Ponderosa property?
Yeah.
I think that Holland should say, okay, there's one property there in Holland that we find to be upsetting. Now magnify that by several hundred thousand and you've got Detroit.
Yeah.
And, you know, we look at it and we do the best we can, and Detroit doesn't even have the resources to look at them, but they're working on that. But I think it's just interesting that we should see things in context and then see what the problems of other people have. So just my comment.
Okay. Thank you, Terry. Yes, we're lucky we're not in Detroit.
Right, and I appreciate that. Everything is relative. Yet our goals remain high. Our targets are set. Our bar is high so we can avoid anything like what some communities experience. We want 100% perfection if we can achieve it.
Indeed. Good morning. You're online with city manager.
Yes, I'm calling. My daughter has been missing in Holland since Sunday night or Monday morning, and I'm not getting no help.
Well, what's her name?
My name is Melissa Olson, and her name is Jessica Olson. She's 14 years old.
Well, you just called a few minutes ago on the program, so she's been on already, and you've been on.
Okay, I haven't been on. This is the first time I called.
That's the first time you called?
Yeah.
Todd called her, I think.
Oh, okay.
Is Todd your husband?
It maybe was my husband. He is at work.
Yeah, okay. He did call in, and she's been listed on the program.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, the whole family can try and get in, but that's all right.
Understandably.
Good morning. You're on with city manager.
Good morning. I live out in Central Park off South Shore Drive. I know the city does the best they can with the leaves, but nobody's been out here. This happens almost every year. We clean up the leaves, put them on the curb, and they're supposed to come and pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody has been around out here, and we've got piles of leaves the size of railroad cars.
I see.
So anything you can do to get these leaves picked up while the weather is pretty good would be appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I'm certain.
Thank
you. You're welcome. I'm certain they are planning to be there. It's a 3-week process from the last deadline of when they were out. I think that was November 16th, I think, was the extended date. So they're on the list, and I will verify that, however.
Okay. We're at 395-1450. If you'd like to give us a call, let's take time out for let's take this call right now here. Good morning. You're on with the city manager.
I live on Hooters Road, and they just went past to pick up leave.
Oh, okay.
They should be on the way.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Good morning. You're online with the city manager. Hello? Hello? Nobody there. Okay. All right. I was going to tell you about the weather here, and the weather brought to you by the Wooden Shoe Restaurant. Stop in and spin the prize wheel at the Wooden Shoe Restaurant. And we're looking at weather today of cloudy and windy with steady to slowly falling temperatures and a low tonight of 24. Cloudy tomorrow with steady temperatures in the mid-20s, and Saturday mostly cloudy with a high of 22. And Sunday cloudy with a high of 28. Currently we're looking at 36 degrees here in the Tulip City. And our number is 395-1450. If you'd like to talk to the city manager, we can't get him to raise the temperature. Sorry.
You can ask.
All right. So we'll be starting the budget process before too long, won't we?
Correct. A coffee with council in middle of January. People can check their calendars. And that's a time to have a face-to-face, across-the-table meeting, one-on-one, and let your representative know what you're thinking and what they should be thinking.
This gives everybody a chance to talk directly to the officials that can do something about the budget one way or another.
That's correct. And kind of a conducive environment. They don't have to be talking to someone up on a pedestal.
Right.
It's just person to person. By the way, in January, there is a deadline for getting people's trees out, and hopefully they'll take a look at their calendar for that, too. I think it's January 10th. And but even closer, we still have Christmas, and this Friday is the annual Sinterklaas event, so people can see that in the Centennial Park, and that's put on by the Holland Historic Trust.
Mm-hmm. All right, 395-1450, and I just got a tax bill.
Well, that's the way it's supposed to go. We're glad to be able to serve you, Juke, and that is the case. There is a winter tax bill, I believe.
It's not very much, not as much as it used to be, right?
Correct. We've been able to consolidate approximately 5,000 less bills go out. If people have small winter tax bills, then they're under a certain threshold, they can be consolidated onto the summer tax bill. And once again, that's the efficiency move. Saves a ton of postage and time, and also less check writing for the residents.
Well, I already wrote a check, so.
Thank you.
Good morning. You're on with the city manager.
I wonder if he can address the rough surface of the new section of Lincoln between 24th and 32nd?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for bringing that up. It is. We inspected that new surfacing, and it does not meet our standards. So we're in conversation with the contractor about appropriate remedy. That remedy will probably now wait until spring, but I can assure you that the contractor has not received payment. There's been money held back because of that surface. I will say it's not entirely the contractor's fault. They're at the mercy of the asphalt plant and how much they get and how cold it is, or warm it is, I should say, when it arrives. And that was a very cold day. I believe it was a Thursday, very cold Thursday. So anyway, there are a number of reasons for why that happened. We're not satisfied with it, and it will be addressed.
Okay, good. Good morning, you're on. Good morning, I'm online with city manager.
Hello, there's another fatality on M40. Is that in the city of Holland, and what can be done about to prevent other accidents?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm learning about that stretch of road. It is in the city of Holland, although the roadway is operated by the state of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I am learning that it was 2007 when there were three fatalities, and this is something I was unaware of. I don't know that I will have any ability to make any difference other than what has been made, but I do know that our traffic engineering personnel, myself, our Allegan County representative, our city council, are all engaged in thinking about it again.
Mm-hmm.
There have been traffic studies done, and those traffic studies have not proven that there's a traffic signal warranted. That's the rules according to the Uniform Traffic Manual. A warrant is the word that's used, and it's kind of a strong word. They use that word because if the wrong things are done from a traffic standpoint, then actually there's less safety rather than greater safety. So it's important to listen to what the traffic experts are saying there. However, I'd like to exercise any creativity that I can bring, as well as others, to something else that might be of assistance, perhaps lighting. I know that weather conditions were probably a factor with the foggy morning. There may be some special warning devices that might be possible.
Flashing light.
Correct. So I don't have the answers now, and I know that there's a lot of people thinking about this, and our thoughts and our hearts go out to the family, and we really wish that something else could have been the outcome
mm-hmm.
that morning.
Mm-hmm. I know there's some pieces of highway where they have a flashing light when the fog is present.
Correct. There's fog signals for maritime uses, for example. There's I'm not sure that it bears thinking about. Good things come from creative uses of at these opportunities. Unfortunately, is when these types of thoughts are best considered. So we will be doing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm sure we'll go through it again. So.
I hope not, but we will.
Yeah. Good morning. You're on the line with city manager.
Good morning, Duke. You have a chocolate chip coming from the cursed market as soon as I can get it to you.
Oh, okay.
What I'd like to know, the city manager, is in regards to the cursed market, people pay $300 or more for the privilege of operating a booth for 56 hours. But, and I understand this is a Holland Area Convention Visitors Bureau thing, but I think the city could get behind this more. We have people show up from, had a lady from France show up. We've had people from literally all over the country show up because they have relatives, and they just don't understand why it's not better known. They think it's such a unique and lovely thing. So, could the city of Holland get behind local merchants a little bit better?
Let's get a quick answer. Thank you.
Well, I thought that we were. So thank you for calling to let me know that there's something that you feel is not supportive there. I personally was there on Friday, made an acquisition. So I see lots of my friends and neighbors there as well. So.
Right.
It sounds like it's the fee that might be the issue, so we can look into that and see.
And we ought to say goodbye.